And the time will be our time. And the grass won't be no mine.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. It is time for political talk with Cheryl and Harley LeBon, and I can't imagine a more timely time to have her as our guest. She is so busy, I don't get her every week, and I sure adore having her on the show. Her resume is very long, but follow her on Twitter at Harley LeBon. That's Harley like Harley Davidson, L-E-B-O-N. And you can read much more about her anywhere you want. Just look her up. But in the meantime, welcome to the show, Sherilyn.
Oh, wonderful to be with you, Bruce, as always, as always.
So where would you like to begin with the nonsense going on in Washington? What do you have to say about what you're observing, seeing, and hearing?
Well, I think what I found most disturbing, at least yesterday, was that we are keeping these 94-year-old World War II vets from being able to go see a memorial which has been established in their honor. And as we pointed out before I came on, Rand Paul had a tweet that remarked that there were
more guards brought to
more
keep
guards
the veterans out than
trying
were,
to keep the veterans and children, not just veterans,
right,
but also children were there, school groups. Trying to, more guards there to keep veterans and children from going to the memorials than we had guarding our victims in Benghazi. I mean, what is this? What we've come to, Bruce? Really, is this what we've come to?
Well, it's obviously it is what we've come to. But my biggest objection to what's going on is not simply the policy, but the reportage. It is so biased in how the mainstream media is reporting what's going on, how the Republicans continue to be the blamer, the ones that are blamed, when they're putting forth resolution after resolution to at least keep the government going in pieces. There's only one issue on the table. Okay, they want to reconstruct and relook or delay Obamacare. But the way in which the mainstream media portrays the Republicans blindly supports Obama, Harry Reid, and that absolute idiot from my state, Nancy Pelosi, who makes me crazy. I can't listen to her. I have a hard time listening to Harry Reid, but he's such an idiot, he's almost enjoyable. And Obama's is so smooth and slick, it's sort of fun to watch him lie and distort and forget what he said 2 or 3 years ago. But as you can tell, I have no feelings about this one.
None whatsoever.
Ugh, I am so upset about this. Cheryl, I mean, it's like,
yeah,
give me some hope.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It really is.
And how will this resolve? Because we're coming up against the debt ceiling. And that one, I don't think Obama and company can escape taking some responsibility for. Nor do I think...
I wouldn't be surprised, Bruce, if they are able to wiggle themselves out of this.
Well, they have partners in crime. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, all the universities, and of course my favorite, CNN, which is anti-America and anti-Israel in addition to everything else. Benjamin Netanyahu gives an amazing speech at the UN. Where the heck was the coverage on that?
No, none. There was no coverage of it.
Okay, I mean, this man is brilliant. We're talking about Iran getting a nuclear weapon and maybe being 6 months away, and Obama really thinks they're negotiating? I mean, I've never seen someone played for such
a
fool.
But here's another sad point, that the president is willing to negotiate with Iran, but he's not even willing to negotiate with his own Congress. And as you know, we've talked about this several times on your show, is that one of the true characteristics of a good president is that ability to really work with Congress, and somebody who stands out because it personally affects people who look like me and my family is Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was a senator, became president, and what he did is he worked his deals in order to get major civil rights bills through Congress.
So did Bill Clinton. He worked with Newt Gingrich when the government shut down.
Right. Yep. whatever we want to say about Bill Clinton, I mean, there are lots of, you know, very unfortunate things about him, but he really knew how to get deals done, and he knew how to work with the other side, and partly because as governors, they have to be able to do that, right?
Yes, you're right.
To do that. We saw that Bush did that, and we saw that LBJ did that because he was like the dean of the Senate, right? I mean, he knew how to cut deals.
He was a bully, but he worked it.
And again, for the benefit of people who look like me, thank you, LBJ, for getting through those Voting Rights Act and those civil rights legislation, because I'm not sure what's going to happen with JFK, but it happened with LBJ.
It may not have. I mean, that's ironic. But, I mean, you're talking about the resume of some of our former presidents, and you're not saying President Obama is of the same caliber?
You mean
a year and a half in the Senate and being a community organizer and listening to Reverend Wright is not enough qualities to learn how to negotiate and be an international spokesman?
The other thing, Bruce, is that I don't see the will being there. He does not seem, his intention does not appear to be to want to work with Congress.
He did not say a word to Sherrilyn. He didn't even have any communication with Mitch McConnell the first 18 months he was in office.
Yeah,
the minority leader of the Senate, he never even spoke to. This is unprecedented.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely it is. Unprecedented.
But this is what we have to live with. And we do have to figure out how we are going to live with this.
I guess the question I asked you on the break is, I have a lot of liberal friends and a lot of friends that continue to support Obama. I just wonder, what are they thinking regarding their own children and the future? And obviously the joke that is Obamacare and what's happened in the first few days, all the excuses being made for what's gone wrong. I don't even understand how they can justify it. At some point, they have to look at what's going on and wake up, or are they just that blind?
Well, that's a good question, because that was the same question I had during the election. Like, what is it that makes you feel compelled to go to the polls and vote for this man who's presided over highest and longest unemployment rates in our country?
I understand why they voted the first time. Okay, he snookered them and all of America. But the fact that they believed him again 4 years later, I'm with you. I'm blindly lost. The only slight explanation is the Republicans has put up such a weak ticket. And that may be our problem again. There's such division now within the Republicans that it really, really concerns me about our ability, the Republicans, to put a really good unified front. At least all the Democrats stayed together. You know, all the Democrats voted for Obamacare. Everyone,
yep.
And not a single Republican.
Not one Republican.
They do know how to stay on their message. And the Republicans are divided at this point, and it's fracturing the party and giving more of an opening to the Democrats to continue their destructive ways.
Yes.
We're nearly out of time.
Divide and conquer.
Any final thoughts? And please let our listeners know where they can find you.
I think your listeners really need to continue to hold their elected representatives, starting at dog catcher, all the way up. Dog catcher, mayor, city council, state and state reps, state legislators, state senators, congressmen and women and senators, all the way up to the top. Hold them accountable, because these are the people you're paying their salaries. And if you don't like what's going on, if you don't like to see barricades preventing 94-year-olds from going to the World War II Memorial, then you need to call. You need to send letters. You need to email and let your voice be heard. Last time I checked, we live in a democracy. Your listeners can find me at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B-O-N, and it is always a pleasure.
Thank you, Sherrilyn. I hope you'll be available next week as well, and stay tuned. I hope we have Rufus and Jenny Triplett coming up. They were there, but they're not there now, but hopefully they will.
But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down. Take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.